89.3, The Current, live here in studio. Ryan Adams and the Cardinals. The mic got cut off there before I could say it all straight out. And we're so happy to have them here with us in studio. Now, Ryan, you by saying the Cardinals there, you were drawing attention to the fact that I believe what you did I read correctly that what you intend to do is just be the Cardinals from here on out, or is that an erroneous thing? You know?
I don't know, man. It's like whatever we want to do, you know.
Cardinals, MFC, man.
Yeah, right. It's like we got, I don't know, we got a lot of work we're going to do.
Yeah, still working on that, figuring out that plan of action. Okay, that's cool. So is this your second tour with Oasis that you've done?
Yeah. I mean it's the second leg.
We did Canada with them a couple months ago, and now here we are.
Doing the stage, yeah.
Right. So did it, was there actually a connection between, like, were you invited by Noel or Liam or someone who was like, I think Noel was a fan.
Well, you would have to sort of be invited by Oasis.
Well, yeah, by Oasis, you wouldn't. It wouldn't be strictly a business deal, right? You wouldn't be playing with Ryan Adams.
They called somebody and said, "Hey, you guys want to jam with us for a while?" And they're like, "Yeah, like let's work out when." And then that happened.
Okay, all right. No, silly questions deserve good answers like that. Exactly.
No, but, I don't know.
Well, I was just wondering because I'd read something that Noel was like a big fan of your cover of Wonderwall, and I wonder if everybody assumes that's where it came from, you know.
But just playing music, you know what I mean? I've been around those guys for here and there for a while, and you know, you run into them and whatever, and over time it just kind of, I don't know, got to know them or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And here we are. So
No, they're sweet. They're just sweet dudes, you know. Whatever.
They actually are,
and they like to jam hard. So yeah. I don't know. They were like,
they're great people.
Cool. They're like, let's get the cards out that and get some good vibe. I don't know. They vibe out like same kind of bunch of knuckleheads, you know.
Bunch of knuckleheads. I actually talked to Noel the other day, which was just like awesome, and he was like the most gentlemanly sweet guy, you know.
Yeah.
So totally going against, you know, what most people think, you know, this complete knucklehead. He wasn't a complete knucklehead. He was a sweet knucklehead. So anyway, what's this book? You wrote a book.
Well, when I said knuckleheads, I meant like a minute in the Huck Finn type way. I meant like,
no, I know.
Like it's a night where like a nice potpourri of sort of
Guitar loving,
just sort of funny, you know, laid
lads,
back people,
you know?
Hanging. It's all good.
We should clarify that before it winds up in print somewhere and we have trouble.
Right. That we call the Oasis knuckleheads.
Exactly. No.
We did
no.
Not.
Either
no,
way, I'm not
no,
reading
no,
it.
No.
I don't care.
Exactly. No. There's not. Won't be a transcript of this that will get to Ryan and everybody in trouble here. No way. Not on my watch. So you wrote a book. Is it like a memoir
not
sort
in
of thing?
My backyard.
Ryan?
No, it's the first book, and I mean, I'm almost done with my novel now. It's just, this book is a long form narrative prose, but if anybody wants to know anything about that, they can just, you know, hit up my own website or check out Akashic Books.
What's the book called?
Well, I mean, I feel uncomfortable talking about it on Cardinals time. It's my other job.
Okay.
I work at a magazine too, but I mean, the book doesn't have anything to do with the band.
All right.
Just writing, you know.
Right on. So when you guys are traveling on the bus, do you actually play chess?
Brad plays chess all the time.
Brad's the big chess head? Does that mean that he's the chess champ too?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Man.
He plays chess.
Brutal.
Really?
Much to John Graboff's chagrin.
Yes.
So is that, does that snuff out the temptation to want to play chess because he's such a reigning master?
He has four queens.
I don't know what that means.
I don't think you're supposed to have four queens. I don't know either.
Is that like trick playing cards? He's got like
better
queens
than no
in his
queens. Like, I got no queens over here. I need to move to Queens.